Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
High off the love.
Sad news, D'Angelo, singer of this song and many others, passed away fighting pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Good play there, Jeffrey. There were a couple other things from my notes from last night that I just wanted to get to. I thought the offensive line really underperformed. I thought that was Laremy Tunsil's worst game as a Commander. I think getting Cosby back, I think it's a good time to get Cosby back.
Yeah.
I he's pretty good. You need him to play at his high level, but I think the O-line could use a little jolt. And maybe the Bears just kind of had their number last night. I don't know, but Jaden didn't have a ton of time. Mm-hmm. There were spots where he did, but generally he was under a lot of pressure last night. I also thought that Brisker hit was absolutely deserved to be flagged. It was right on his knee.
Yeah, he went low. I mean, one thing they tell you, you can't go low on a quarterback in the pocket.
And he did.
And he did. So, yeah, you can't do that.
I think Dan Quinn and Joe Witt talk about ball is life. Mm-hmm. At various times in that game, Frankie Louvu and Mikey Sammerstill had what I thought were picks, and they just dropped them. When you go year to year and you start to compare stuff, it was like when there were plays to be made last year. I asked Dan Quinn this last night. Actually, Jeff, see if you can pull it up. DQ number 8. You know how they talk about winning time?
Yeah.
And they practice it and they preach it. I asked DQ, what's up with the winning time moments?
I was surprised. It's an area that we obviously spend a lot of time on, a lot of space, and we'll continue to do that. But for us to come out the other end of it, it just not getting and creating takeaways, I think, honestly, that's a big part of it too, man. Like, the end, we don't like it, but we've got to go get the stops to go make that happen. We didn't. But I'll give credit to Chicago. They outperformed us tonight, and that's things. But that's the facts.
They outperformed them because you gave them three possessions.
You gave them three possessions, but think about it. Chicago, when they touched the ball, they got it. When the fumble was on the ground, they recovered it. We had guys with hands on the ball. We didn't catch it. So just like you see receivers after the game going to that jugs machine, what I used to recall back in the day, when I first got to the league, I wondered, why the hell so many defensive backs were catching balls out of the jug machine? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what they would do a lot of them would be here, they shoot the ball, then they turn around where they got to locate the ball, then catch it. You get what I'm saying? And we saw guys picking off balls. Maybe that's something that needs to help, because you can be in position to make the winning time play, but if you can't catch, you can't catch.
I mean, dude, we haven't even talked about Jaden had another fumble. Ball just slipped right out of his hands.
And bounced right back to him. Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if that didn't happen.
Yeah. So the thing of it is like, listen, man, they practice all that stuff, because one thing about football, what about any sport, you're always practicing to try to become perfect. But the one thing I know about sports, nobody is ever perfect. And you're going to make mistakes every once in a while, but if you will make way less mistakes if you keep practicing the way that you practice. And for me, the guys that, what did they say, most defensive backs play defensive back because they couldn't catch when it was a receiver.
Right.
Well, you need to learn how to catch because they get paid when you get interceptions, right?
Yeah.
So they need to learn how to catch. And linebackers, too. Frankie had another one hit it. Two of them hit him in his hands. He got to pull them things down.
Totally. Jeff, lock the phones. I'm going to take these last four callers. If you're on hold right now, stay there. I'm coming to you. Some of these folks have been on hold a while. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Top of the day to you, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I'm a little bit down, just like everybody else, but I'm a realist like you guys are. B-Mitch said it yesterday when I talked to him, how you win it in the trenches, and they definitely lost it in the trenches. Some of the other callers have said about gap control and contain, and that certainly is a big problem. But Brian brought up my number one pet peeve earlier, and that would be the tackling. I don't know why these guys think that you don't have to wrap people up to tackle them and take them to the ground, like Brian said. That is the biggest Achilles heel of this team since the Rivera days and before. And that is what they have to get better at. And the other thing is what you guys were just talking about, being able to hold on to the ball and making those turnovers count rather than just having them hit you in the hands with the ball and dropping it. That's not going to work. And that costs them the game many, many times. But Brian is correct. Man, you got to get you. If you're playing defense and your jersey doesn't get dirty, or your pants don't get dirty, your knee pants, man, you might as well be playing baseball, buddy, because that is the problem. Is their gap control, their contain, and their tackling. If that would have been 25% better last night, that game wouldn't even have been close. And I'll get off here, JP, because I know you're trying to wind it up. And hey, man, we'll get Dallas next week. We want Dallas, and we will get them.
Thanks, right, Mark.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Good call, man.
Have a nice day.
All right, take care. Carter's over on Naylor Road. What's up, Carter?
What up, Cart?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Carter, you there? Good luck.
Carter went quiet as soon as you said.
Jones.
Goes to the offense and 10% goes to the special teams and 15% goes to the defense. The reason why I say all those things is because the offense, they didn't get going until late in the first half. And they had three turnovers, and the special teams played really good, but Matt Gay missed a field goal. That could have been a difference maker in the game as well. And then with the defense, the reason why I give them 15 is because I felt as though they played solid enough to win the game for the team, but they still made some mistakes with the missed tackles. So, you know, it's very disappointing, but it's not the end of the season. Thanks for my call.
There you go, bro.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate
That's
the call,
the main
man.
Thing. Season's not over. They still got time to make this thing happen.
All right, last call of the day. Alton is down in Goochland. Alton, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm calling because I was at the game last night. It's three things that I understand that the Commanders are doing that really they didn't do a whole lot last year. Number one, they keep deferring for the other team to get the ball first. Last year, they always got the ball first, and that's where the long extended drives came, and that's how we stayed on top. Number two, I noticed a whole lot of third downs last night that Kinlaw in the run stoppers was on the sideline, and they had other guys in there. And then the third thing I noticed, Dan Quinn don't like to throw the challenge flag because on that punt return, when number 12 for Chicago fumbled that ball, the guy from Washington did fall on the ball, but when he got up, the guy had the ball from Washington and showed it. They still gave it to Chicago. Sometimes you got to take that chance and challenge stuff. You just can't sit there and be like, well, okay, they didn't give it to us, so we didn't get it. Because that was one of Jay Gruden and Ron Rivera's problems. You know, and
it did
the whole
seem
thing about it.
On those kickoff returns, you're right. It did seem like there were a couple of those opportunities.
They got somebody up there that's supposed to be doing that. Dude that used to work in the league, right?
Yeah, Guardy.
Yeah, so I guess he did all – he last year was here too, and he gave them, you know, sit there and tell them what to do and what not to do. I think he's doing the same this year, so maybe he didn't think it was going to be overturned.
But my thing is, though, it's not only that, B. Mitch. It's a whole lot of crazy stuff. If I got two run stoppers that I've traded for a guy that's supposed to be able to stop the run, when Swift was doing them runs, you got to look at it. When Swift was doing the runs he was doing, Kinlaw or the guy that took Jonathan Allen plays, I forgot his name, they was in and out. When they got the third down, it got busy. Them guys wasn't even in. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they rotate those guys, but it's a good call. Thank you, Alton. Appreciate the time, man. Rough night for the Burgundy and Gold. Mm. No way around it. Just a bad, bad loss. They coughed it up at the end, man. Always says, you know, turnovers are one thing, but when you turn the ball over matters too. And that's about the worst time you could turn it over.
Totally.
Didn't get the ball back. Go on to lose the game to the damn Chicago Bears. Miss an opportunity to move into a tie for first place in the division. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.